Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
What they're finding at the crime scene and what comes out in this document, I know you've not had a chance to look at it in depth by any means yet, is the crime scene itself. They're making claims that there were ritualistic sticks and ruins on some of the bodies and the way that they were placed, and blood that was allegedly painted on a tree as basically the signature of some sort of an Odinistic ritualistic killing. The scary thing is some of the connections that are made in the defense letter from the defendant is really quite shocking, because the accusations that are made against other people, and we're not going to name their names, but the ones that are named in here, it checks out. I mean, the receipt on some of these people, they are in the Odinistic religion. They even have postings all over their Facebook page of these sort of things. And there's even a lot of evidence that seemed to have been ignored, including a possible confession from one of them to a girlfriend that was overlooked in this case. Odinistic or just a crazy person that did this, it seems that a lot of evidence was very much overlooked here when we ended up landing on Richard Allen behind bars. There seemed to be many other possible directions that looked like they had a lot more meat to them than Richard himself.
Yeah, and anything should be looked at. So whatever is in this document, I'm really eager to read it. It's just not common. And it would be a really dumb criminal that would say, oh, I'm going to commit these murders. I'm going to leave the bodies out where they're clearly going to be discovered with tokens that are going to lead directly back to my group and my faith. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's kind of stupid. There was a killing back where I used to live in California of a teenage girl who was murdered by three teenage boys. I believe they were 16, 17 years old. And it was a satanic ritual kind of killing. But they left a trail a mile long, and they were apprehended immediately. And it was sick and twisted and strange. And so we can't say these things don't happen. But for adults to perpetrate this kind of obvious crime that would lead directly back to their belief system, they would be very stupid people. But there are stupid criminals. So,
yeah, you know, I mean, it's possible. And I think the other question that a lot of people have, I mean, including myself, is if anyone is participating in this sort of thing into a ritualistic killing, why, I guess, is the question. What are they believing that they're getting out of that by ritualistically killing, in this case, two young girls?
Yeah, it's so bizarre. It almost seems like it would take someone with some psychotic tendencies, you know, that they're really cut off from reality. And a lot of things people do in the name of religion don't make a lot of sense or seem, you know, a little bit crazy at times. But to take it to this degree, you would have the sadistic element going on for that person. And then is there some kind of magical belief system that there is some benefit to them that happens from this? And you have to look at this as in the terms of, okay, we're really dealing with something that crosses into crazy here. This isn't somebody who has a logical reason for murder, like I'm going to, you know, collect somebody's life insurance company, or I just hate them because they had an affair with my wife or whatever. We can understand those reasons. Mm-hmm. But this kind of thing is getting into psychosis. It's getting into crazy territory.
And if there's more than one person involved, you're talking a group of crazy people. That in itself is another thing. It's one thing for one person to be really kind of off the deep end with some sort of mental disorder that's going on, but to have a group of them all mm-hmm. participating in a ritualistic killing, all thinking this is the right way to do it. You know, we see it in movies, we see it in that sort of stuff. I think we think that this doesn't really go on in reality, but I guess maybe not as common, not super common, but it does happen sometimes.
Yeah, I think we can safely say that. It's not super common, pretty darn uncommon, fortunately, but mm-hmm. it does happen. And I lived in a community in California where it happened, but it was only three teenage, and they were teenage boys. So when we say stupid, they were stupid.
Yeah.
And they were under the influence of drugs at the time. But, you know, the Manson family, that was all ritualized killing directed by Charlie, who wasn't even present at the time these things happened. And so you can get impaired people to do really sick and twisted things. So, yeah, it does need to be examined.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.